أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ربكم الذي يزجي لكم الفلك في البحر لتبتغوا من فضله إنه كان بكم رحيما. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the moment when Iblis refused to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. Allah azza wa jal spoke of the discussion and the conversation that took place between Allah and Iblis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of certain methods that Iblis will use in order to misguide people and to deceive them and to distance them from Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah, ayah number 66 of Surah Banu Israel, speaks of certain bounties that He has bestowed upon us. He speaks of the ships that we board and that which we use in order to transport goods to different parts of the world and in order to transport people from one part of the world to the other. Allah says, رَبُّكُمْ الَّذِي يُزْجِي لَكُمُ الْفُلْكِ. Your Rabb is the one who causes the ships to sail for you through the seas, through the ocean. Why? لِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, so that you may seek His bounties. Imagine if we did not have that mode of transport available to us. There are so many things that we would be deprived of. Basic necessities, basic things. But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subdued and subjugated the ocean for us, we can board ships and these ships sail on the ocean from one part of the world to another part of the world. There are so many benefits and so many bounties of Allah azza wa jal that we enjoy through this one ni'mah of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is Allah who has allowed you to board these ships which sail with you through the oceans and through the seas. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, Allah is ever mercy and always merciful towards you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of difficulty that people may experience while at sea and their attitude and their reaction at that moment. Allah here specifically speaks of the mushrikeen, the polytheists. Allah says, وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ, and when you are faced with hardship, فِي الْبَحْرِ, in the ocean, people are traveling with the ship from one part to another part of the world, and they are faced with some difficulty, and they fear drowning, they fear the vessel sinking, and perhaps there is a very powerful storm that strikes them at that moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now, in the depth of the ocean, what do they do? Allah says, ضَلَّ مَن تَدْعُونَ إِيَّا إِلَّا إِيَّا. Allah says, all those gods who you normally supplicate to and who you normally turn to, those gods who you normally ask help from, at that time they are all forgotten. Then you ask directly, إِلَّا إِيَّا, except Him alone. Directly then you start supplicating and calling towards Allah and crying out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ إِلَى الْبَرْضِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then when He rescues you and He brings you safe to land, أَعْرَضْتُمْ, you turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From here we understand that the supplication of a disbeliever is also answered by Allah. When a disbeliever, a mushrik, a polytheist, when he turns to Allah sincerely, genuinely, and directly to Allah Azza wa Jal without committing shirk, without going through the medium of any god or any idol, Allah Ta'ala can answer the dua. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of over here, that if it is related to the worldly needs and the worldly difficulties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can answer the dua. And for us also, a lesson to learn is sometimes we are found and we are faced with the storms of life and the difficulties of life. And generally we find a person when he's going through that storm in his life and through the difficulty in his life, then he fervently turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and directly makes dua to Allah. But then you find many a times when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivers that person from that difficult situation, Allah removes the hardship, then he once again forgets Allah azza wa jal, and he no longer makes dua to Allah or dedicates his time to Allah as he would do when he was during that moment of difficulty. So Allah says, فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ. Now you went through that difficult time, you were faced by that storm and that difficulty. Allah rescued you, He saved you, He brought you to land. أَعْرَضْتُمْ. What do? You forget Allah. You turn away from Allah Azza wa Jal. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Insan, indeed man is very, very ungrateful. That only turning to Allah fervently when he is in difficulty, when he is in adversity, but when he is enjoying some prosperity and some ease in his life, then he tends to forget Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding.